When it comes to understanding introverts with ADHD, I think this comment that I found on Reddit sums it up perfectly. Instead of my mouth never shutting up, my brain doesn't shut up instead. There may be a misconception out there that everyone with ADHD is a super chatty extrovert. It may have something to do with the complete misnomer of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The word hyperactivity often brings to mind an outward expression of pent-up energy, like constantly needing to move or talking all the time. But if you think that all ADHDers are extroverts, you would be mistaken. In fact, a third of my current client roster would identify as an introvert. And introverts have very different ways that ADHD symptoms impact and present in their lives. That's why on today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur, we are discussing ADHD introverts and how their symptoms may show up differently, as well as some tips for managing your energy. But before we get started, I'm Christy Lingo, the ADHD Mompreneur. I've started 2 successful businesses, I have 2 busy boys, and I live in a household with 2 ADHD diagnoses, one for myself and one for one of my sons. I created my mom-centered executive function coaching program because my ADHD mom brain was not finding what I needed in the neurotypical business coaching community. Coaches just didn't understand why I couldn't stay consistent with things or why I may need to scale back for a bit because things were really busy with my family. So I created the program that I was looking for that includes weekly calls to discuss progress and goals, as well as follow-ups throughout the week to make sure that you're staying on track. All with the goal of making sure that you're following through on those big ideas to create the success that you know is possible. To learn more about my coaching program, visit theadhdmompreneur.com. So I was inspired to create this episode because of my work with my introverted clients. Now, I identify as an extrovert, and to be perfectly honest, it never really dawned on me that an introvert may experience ADHD differently until I started working with these clients. To start off, let's define what an introvert is. In general, those that identify as an introvert need to recharge by spending time alone with their thoughts and feelings versus the extroverts that gain energy by being around other people. For an extrovert, working in an office with coworkers may actually help them to work better or faster because of the energy that they gain by being around other people. On the flip side, working alongside coworkers every day may be incredibly energy draining for an introvert. It has absolutely nothing to do with whether you like your job or whether you like your coworkers. You may even present outwardly extroverted while you are at the office and then go home and crash because you have completely spent your energy trying to people all day long. And I know I've been talking a lot about energy management lately, but if you're an introverted ADHDer, energy management really does need to be front of mind, especially if you work in an environment around a lot of other people or that you feel frequently obligated to attend social or family gatherings. When your energy gets low from being around other people, your executive function often follows, as well as the regulation of your dopamine getting even harder to manage. So let's talk a little bit about how your ADHD symptoms may show up a little bit differently when you're an introvert with ADHD. First, you often internalize your symptoms. But that doesn't mean that someone with ADHD doesn't experience things like hyperactivity. It's just that your hyperactivity may show up as inattention or disorganization or restlessness. You may also experience overstimulation or an amplified sensitivity to external stimuli. Because introverts typically thrive in a quieter, less stimulating environment, it can be difficult to focus, prioritize tasks, or maintain organization in a busy, chaotic environment. And when it comes to social interactions, introverted ADHDers may find gatherings or events particularly draining because it requires so much more energy to manage your impulsivity or maintain focus or to have a conversation with other people. This may even lead to social anxiety or avoidance, especially in situations where you feel as if your ADHD symptoms may be more pronounced. Social interactions may also cause an introverted ADHDer's brain to feel stuck because of the overstimulation. Another way your brain may feel stuck is because of hyperfocus or time blindness. Sure, there are definitely positive aspects to being able to focus and funnel all of your energy into a single task or project for an extended period of time. It's when that focus pulls you away from other tasks or projects that you need to be doing as a mom or a business owner that it becomes an issue. And because introverts crave and seek out alone time to recharge their energy, they may be more prone to time blindness because of the lack of outside interruptions. And finally, an introverted ADHDer may find it more difficult to seek help. This may be due to your preference for working alone or ADHD rejection sensitive dysphoria causing a fear of judgment or any sort of negative feedback. All of this internal struggle may lead to comorbid conditions like depression or anxiety because all of those thoughts and feelings stay locked up inside here. So, what are the best ways for an introverted ADHDer to manage their ADHD? Let's wrap up today with five suggestions I have to help make your introverted ADHD life easier. First, make time to be alone. My husband is an introvert who works a very extroverted job. And for years, I would feel kind of offended when he would come home on his Friday and want to spend time alone. That is until I started to understand his need to recharge his batteries after a week of making small talk with customers and other employees. It's so important for you to schedule time to refill your bucket after you've been around people for either work or social reasons. Next, identify your social preferences. Just because you're introverted doesn't mean that you don't want to be around people. It's just much less exhausting for you to be around the right sort of people in the right kind of environments so that it's not a drain on your energy. Maybe you want to avoid crowded parties, but you don't mind a quiet birthday dinner out with friends at a restaurant. Next, save your energy. There may be instances where you need to save up your energy for an event or a task that is a little bit more extroverted than you would typically like. For instance, if you have to give a presentation in front of a crowd, try to find some alone time prior to the presentation and maybe even seek out some low dopamine reliant activities prior to the presentation so that you've got as much in the tank as you can muster. It's also important for you to set clear boundaries around what you will and won't do when it comes to activities that drain your energy. Sure, there may be obligations you can't wriggle out of, but if you have a choice, consider and prioritize your need for alone time and rest. And finally, find some healthy habits. Because all of this internalization may lead to anxiety or depression, you may find it helpful to create some healthy habits around your ADHD symptoms and emotional regulation. Regular exercise, eating a diet with plenty of protein, and making sure that you get enough sleep is important for anyone with ADHD. Practicing mindfulness or deep breathing techniques may go a long way in reducing anxiety that you're feeling regularly or in certain stimulating situations. I hope that I have helped to give you some insight to how ADHD may look different if you're an introvert with ADHD. And I'd love to know if there are any topics that you would like to discuss on future episodes. Be sure to drop a comment below or leave me a voicemail message at the link in the show description if you've got an idea to share. And make sure that you've hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes, like next week when we'll be discussing, is it mom brain or ADHD? Until then, keep making your ADHD journey part of your success story. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur Podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,